walking the same old road for miles and miles. If you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. When there's a better life, there's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Ah, my. Man, I get so overwhelmed, and I feel his presence like that. And then I want to look out and see you shouting it out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Did anybody feel anything there? Now, you don't have to act like I act, and I understand that. But glory to God, quench not the spirit. Mm-mm. Some of you just get so overwhelmed. Sometimes you just want to, you don't know what to do. Well, just do whatever you don't know what to do. What does that mean? That means being yielded to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Got something else? He's a pain taker. If you're lost, he's a way maker. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing God can't do. Hallelujah. In your life, you think there ain't no way, there is a way. You know why? Because he is the way. I mean, when it seems like the devil puts roadblocks in front of us, Hey, I'm glad God can take the devil's roadblocks and move them. Amen. Praise the Lord. It makes it passable. Praise God. Well, what's on your mind? Somebody want to testify? Hallelujah.
Tried, convicted, and sentenced to die. one shall go free. So which man will it be? They cried, Jesus has to die. He was guilty of loving me. There was no fault found in him. There was no evil found. Yet God's precious holy lamb was nailed to a tree. If tender mercy was his only crime, so that grace could be yours and mine, then Jesus was guilty of loving me.
Hallelujah.
In the halls of judgment, they thought they'd sealed his fate, but holy destiny was calling him to that hill far away. Pilate said, behold the man, I find no fault in him. If they could have just understood, he was guilty of loving them.
Yes, Lord, he loves you, church.
There was no fault found in him. There was no evil found. Yet God's precious holy lamb was nailed to a tree. If tender mercy was his only crime, so that grace could be yours and mine, Jesus was guilty of loving me. If tender mercy was his only crime, so that grace could be yours and mine, then Jesus was guilty of
them last two songs you sing, you'll have to sing more often. Hallelujah. Amen. So get them out and keep them out. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me learn how to sing on some of them. Praise the Lord. I like to sing if I can. If I sing on one of their parts, it's all right. Hallelujah. That thrills my soul. Somebody got something on your heart? Travis, you got a song? Testimony. James, you got a song? I feel something good in my soul.
Amen.
Amen. His name's Jesus. Praise the Lord. How many have your Bibles? Let's lift them up for the Lord. Give God a good wave offering with the Holy Scripture. Embarrass your flesh. Love your precious Bible. Acts chapter number 16. While I'm making that announcement, amen, I made a comment a few services ago. You need to pray for these singers and preachers, when I say evangelists, evangelize, and the singers that evangelize, you need to pray for them. They've took a great hit because churches have been closed down. Now, they don't do it for money, friend. I need some help right there. They don't do it for money. It's just like this pastor. I don't pastor this church for money, but I'm sure glad you pay your pastor something, amen, because it helps your pastor to further the gospel, amen, and to pay his bills. And I thank the church for that. But I made a comment that we needed to pay them folks. Amen. I'm talking about like the Parsons from Indiana and the Joy Ayers that spend all week morning and evening service with us. I think we need to pay them like they were singing this week. I think we ought to send them a love offering like that. So I need to get with the treasurers, amen, and we need to, I've got addresses, and we need to do that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, no. Let me tell you something, friend, you can't outgive God.
Amen.
And listen, Parsons is having bus trouble now. She said, telling my wife, she said, this is the only second time in this coach that we've had to put it in the shop. But I don't, listen, you work on one of them big diesel pushers, you're looking at money. Yeah. Money, money. And so you pray for them. And these preachers, these evangelists. Now, don't misunderstand me. God takes care of these singers and preachers. Amen. Amen. But wouldn't you like to have a part in their ministry? Amen. And taking care of them?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Acts chapter 16. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, ask you to take a coat from off the altar. Anoint this old stammering tongue tonight. Give us wisdom and knowledge of thy word. Help us to say no more, no less that you'd have us to preach in your house, God. And help us, Lord, not to, Lord, quench the spirit. Help us, God, not to get in your way. Help us to be sensitive. Save that and it's lost. Reclaim that and it's backslidden. All God's people said. Amen. Look at verse number 30. Let's go to verse 30. Before we get the reading of the scripture, you'll find in this chapter 16, you'll find how Paul and Silas was jailed. We're not going to go through that. You'll find that while in jail, they sang praises to the Lord. There's a great earthquake came. Amen. And here in verses 27 through 34, you'll find how the jailer in his house was converted. Amen, and baptized. Look at verse number 30. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? This was the jailer. What must I do to be saved? Now listen. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his house straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Isn't it good to have a saved family? Some of you, amen, can't attest to that tonight and can't fully attest to that. Maybe you got partial family. But listen, isn't it good to have your whole house saved? How many of you got a lost loved one in your home that you'd like to see saved? Raise your hand. It's still not impossible that God can save that house. You may be seated. I got saved on my mind tonight. And when I say that, amen, it's a simple thought, amen, and I'll try not to keep you long, amen. I'm going to preach on this title, by the help of the Lord, some things that happened when I got saved. Some things that happened when I got saved. Heard a preacher say that they had tried to count up. Listen, there's many things that happen when you get saved. Amen. And that could be a lot of things attested to different individual lives. Amen. How that God has delivered certain people. Amen. And men and women and boys and girls. Amen. Out of their lifestyle of sin. Amen. One said that there's 40 some ways, 40 some miracles, or 40 some things that happen. Amen. When you get saved. Well, let me give you a few things that happened. Amen. When I got saved. Amen. How many know you're saved tonight? How many remember when you got saved? Amen. I had the devil to try to beat me up one time. Say, oh, you didn't remember when you get saved. Go back and tell me. Go back and show me. Devil beat me up many, many times. And you'll hear it in just a few minutes. But just by introduction, amen, I don't have no idea what all happened the night I got saved. Now, you got to understand what I just said. Amen. I have no idea what all happened. That night as a young boy, I don't know. Hey, I had no idea what all happened when I got saved. All but this. I just didn't, amen, want to die and go to a place called hell. Amen.
I didn't want to die and go to a place called hell. I've heard my preacher preach, amen, on hell. And I heard my preacher preach, amen, on how you needed to make sure that your life was right, amen, and to meet God. I didn't want to go to hell. Amen. I can't tell you the year. I can tell you I was 7, 8 years old. Amen. I can't tell you who was preaching the revival. You've heard my story. Chapel Hill Baptist Church on Chapel Hill. Church Loop. All I know is I got under conviction. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. I can't tell you what the preacher said. Preacher? Well, you can't tell me all of that stuff and you got saved. Let me tell you something, friend. As long as the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart and you realizing you're a sinner, amen, you realizing, hey, that you'll die and go to hell without God. All I know is I didn't want to go to hell that night. And the preacher gave, amen, the invitation, and I came up the side of the pews, amen, on my left-hand side would be my right hand sitting in the pew. And I knelt down, and as a 7, 8-year-old little boy, I accepted Jesus Christ into my heart and into my life. And I want to say, listen, growing up, hey man, I'd think of many things. You hey, preacher, have you lived right the whole time? No. Preacher, had you backslid? Yes. Amen. I've not lived holy. I've not lived separated. There's times I had backslid on the Lord. I'd walked away from God and didn't serve Him like I ought to serve Him. I'm ashamed to tell you that, Brother Tony. Ashamed to tell the church that, but the truth's the truth. Amen. But what are you saying, preacher? Amen. Listen tonight. Amen. I growing up, I was always thinking about what I wanted to do. Amen. What I could do. You've heard my testimony before. I mean, listen, I wanted to be a police officer or a sheriff's deputy. I thought, man, that's what my profession would be. I want to be a highway patrolman. I thought that even. I thought about, can you see this short little fat man wanting to be a U.S. Marshal? Well, I did have one friend, amen, in the Morganton area, amen. Amen. I don't know if he was a marshal, but he worked for the Secret Service or somebody. What was his name? Yeah, Marty. What was his last name? Norman. What did he end up doing? I don't know. Whatever they told me he ended up doing, I said this. I said, boy, I'd like to be what he had something to do with secret. I don't know if it's a secret service or whatever. But as a young boy growing up, Sister Kathy, I thought, man, here's some things. Here's a profession I'd like to go in. I'd love to do that. I believe that's Adam Jolly's calling in one way. But I think God had a little bit different avenue for Adam Jolly. Do you believe that, brother? Yeah, I'm asking you. Do you believe God? I know you had dreams, and I ain't talked to Adam about his dreams, but you believe God has changed your dreams just a little bit? Sure. Amen. How many God's changed your dreams? And let me just say this, amen. If God hadn't have changed my dreams, amen, I'd have been in bad shape, I believe, today. And I thank God that it didn't change. But you know what? I never had no idea that God would call me to preach. I had a little granny, amen, that would tell me, boy, I hope the Lord calls you to preach. And I'd get, you know, there's when God wasn't dealing with me, I just shut it off. I thought, well, if He calls me to preach, I'll preach. You know, that's just what I thought. I mean, I'm talking about a humble little granny. How many members of humble little godly grannies? I'm talking about that could get a prayer through. Hey, they called her when you needed something to be prayed about. They'd call you little granny. How many had a granny like that? I mean, glory to God. And man, she'd say it. And boy, but when God began to deal with me to preach, amen, one certain day, amen, my little granny, amen, and she's her granny. I like grannies. Amen. Now listen, she's a meemaw. She said, I don't want to be a granny. I want to be something besides. What did you want Tori to call you? She wanted Tori to call her Granna, but it didn't do that. I've learned they'll call you what they want to call you. And it was me, Ma. Now, what are you saying? I had her one day. She looked at me and she said, Jeff, she said, I hope the Lord calls you to preach. Well, man, that flew all over me. You know why it flew all over me? It was because God had already, amen, started, amen, taking His hands and His spirit and, hallelujah, moving in my soul and my heart. And I looked at her and I said, I wished you wouldn't say that. I wish you wouldn't have never made that. You know why I said it and blurted off at her? I'm talking about my little praying granny. Amen. It's because the Holy Ghost was already dealing with my soul. I had no idea, amen, that God would have called me to preach the gospel. Amen. And I never believed that I was pastoring a church and loving people. And I'm going to tell you something. You'll not know the love that I have for you, amen, as a member, even if you ain't a member. You won't know the love that I have to you. I may not call you up on the phone all the time and tell you or talk to you, but I'm going to tell you, amen, I love, amen, you. And thank God he gave me a heart, amen, to love people, amen. Thank God he gave me a burden, amen, for people that are dying and going to hell. Thank God, amen. I never thought that God I'd be where I am, but God had different plans for me. Thank God for good parents. Hallelujah. Thank God for a good mom and dad that instilled it, a good wife. Thank God for a good family, amen, the Christian family. And thank God for a good church family. And you know what tonight? All the times the devil will pop up on my shoulder, amen, and tell me things, amen, about you. Sure he does, Sister Faye. Tells me things about you. He tells me things to try to get me discouraged. Amen. About you. What kind of things would he do that? He'll try to make me doubt your love for me. But you know what? I know you love your pastor tonight. Amen. Hey, you're not here because of the pastor or because of the preacher. You're here because of God. But you got to have a little bit of confidence in what the man of God that stands before you says, or you wouldn't come and listen to that man of God. Hey, I'm saying, hey, I wouldn't want to be doing anything right now. I wouldn't want to be doing nothing else in this world than what God has called me to do. Now listen, what happened when I got saved? Again, tell me, how many knows when you got saved? What happened? Simple tonight. Number one, what happened when you got saved, preacher? Amen. I received forgiveness for my sin. Amen. How many thankful that you receive forgiveness for your sin? I'm talking about an old, dirty, rotten, hell-going sinner. I want to say thank God today I got saved. God, amen, washed away my sin. Hallelujah. I'm glad he took a black heart, amen, and washed it white as snow. Thank God. Oh, you listen to this, preacher friend. Thank God he forgave me. I tell you what some of you need to do. You need to quit letting the past, amen, amen, ruin you. You need to quit letting the past haunt your life. Let me tell you something. If it's under the blood of Jesus Christ, it's forgiven, amen. Listen, I remember, amen, some first times I sinned. And I'm not telling you the first time I sinned, because I can't pinpoint the first time I, quote, sinned. There's many sins, I'm sure. Hey, man, but listen, the first time I had some recollections that I realized that I sinned. In other words, when the Holy Ghost, amen, came, amen, and spoke to my heart, amen, I might not have been living exactly, amen, the way I ought to live. Amen, listen, I don't even know that I was saved, amen, at that time or not. But all I know is this. You've heard my stories before. I mean, I was in first. It was first. Do you remember? Anyway, it's first or second grade. Anybody went to Nebo? Remember Miss Sharkey? Amen, remember Miss Sharkey? Then you remember, amen, Miss Rao? Amen. I think I was in, you remember Miss Rao? I was in Miss Rao, one of those classes. It was either the first or second grade. I can't remember which it was. Amen. Now, some of you are going to think this is silly, but that's all right. Amen. See, I never forget Revco. How many remember Revco? We're telling how old we are. Amen. I remember Revco. I never forget I was in Revco. I'm talking about out there, it used to be beside Cress's. Anybody remember that? Some of you younguns are saying, where was Cressy's and what is Revco? Amen. Cressy's was like Roses. Remember that? Amen. Anyway, I was in Revco out there in that shopping center. And amen. I came out. Amen. And I had something in my hand. I mean, man, I don't know what it was, but I'd carried it out of the store. My dad got to the car. Dad said, man, where'd you get that? I said, well, I just picked it up. Now, see, in my heart, I didn't really realize at that time I was doing wrong, but Daddy,
See, Daddy, amen, he let me know you done wrong. He said, you're going to take that back in there and tell them you took it. I said, whoa, I ain't taking this back in there and telling them I took it. I ain't a going to jail. You talk about humbling. You want my dad? Now, he went with me, Brother Stacy. Hey, but you know what he done? He made me go back in there. Anybody else had to do that beside me? Amen. Oh, yeah. I went back in there, and he made me tell that check, a cashier, whatever, that I had took that, and I had not paid for that. Well, see, I didn't really realize, amen, that it was wrong until Daddy told me, amen, that it was wrong. I mean, he's with me. Now, how many times, amen, have you walked out of the store and, uh-oh, I didn't pay for that because it was down in the buggy. Amen. And the Holy, and the Holy Spirit, you see them little red devils and them little angels on cartoons? I'm talking about the old Looney Tunes. Amen. I'm talking about, man, that little old red devil popped up here and said, ah, they'll never miss it. And then the angel, amen, with the wings, amen, and the little halo says, yeah, but you didn't pay for it. How many's been there? Yeah. And how many? Don't answer this, but how many, amen, by the grace and help, amen, and amen, and the pushing of the Holy Spirit, amen, you went back and you said, hey! Hey, I didn't pay for this. Amen. Here it is. You know, some of them will look at you funny like, what are you doing that for? You got it out of the store. Go on. That's about how they act. Amen. But you know what? I have to stand before an almighty God. Skip back to the first or second grade. Some of them are going to think it's silly. You've heard my story. I'm talking about thank God he forgave me of my sins. Some of the first time I really realized I sinned, they had made peanut butter balls. In the first and second grade, peanut butter balls. Well, I like to eat. And I like peanut butter balls. And man, they're sitting on the outside. Now, this was the old building that ain't there. I ain't that old. I wasn't in the one that burnt. Nebo School. Nebo School used to be the high school. Did you know that? Yeah, amen. I'm not, well, anyway, you're going to get tired. Anyway, they had them a cooling or something, amen, on the outside of the door there, on the outside. Son, I wanted one of them things bad. So you know what I done? Anybody tell me what I done? I snuck out that door when nobody's looking, and I got me one of them peanut butter balls. Some of you probably say, well, they were day out there to eat anyway. Yeah, but it wasn't my place. Amen. To go out there and get. Somebody says, well, they ain't stealing. Then what do you call it? Taking something that's not yours. Amen. Some of you got to get on board right here. Amen. And you know, right then I knew that it was wrong. Because something, and I'll tell you what that something is. His name is Jesus, the Holy Ghost of God. Spoke to my heart, even while I was doing it and before I'd done it. You shouldn't do this. Then something probably was, hey, the old red horn thing stuck up on my, probably on this side and said, yeah, but it'd be awful good. Just don't get caught. Amen. One of the first times I thought, man, surely, you say, you mean to tell me, preacher, that hey, going out there and getting something that was probably already yours to begin with, you know what, it might have been an extra one. Yeah, we don't think, we look at things like that and think it ain't a sin. Sin is sin. Stealing is stealing. All God's people saying? Amen. Then, hey, then there's another time in my elementary school, man, had a guy, all he wanted to do is take God's name in vain. Won't take God's name. I was raised better than that. You heard the story, so you know what I started doing? I started taking God's name in vain. Man, it got so bad. How many remember Miss Metcalf? Yeah, Miss Metcalf. Hey, man, she, you know what she done? She sent me and this guy, and if I'd have called his name, some of you know him because he's still in the county. Hey, man, she took me and him and sent me down in the lunchroom, on the table there, and she said, hey, Jeff Duncan, she said, if you don't hush that dirty mouth, I'm going to tell your mom and daddy. Then she talked to the other guy. You said, preacher, what happened? God the Holy Ghost spoke to me before she set me down. Because that filth was coming out of my mouth. I'm just thankful for the conviction of the Holy Ghost. Because that filth was coming out of my mouth, taking God's name in vain. All I was doing is trying to be as popular as he was. Boy, that's a way to be popular, ain't it? Running with the crowd. But buddy, when she said she'd tell mom and daddy, you know what I done? I didn't take God's name in vain no more. I didn't tell mom and daddy that till later on. Now say amen to that one. Amen. Listen, I tell you what, I knew it was sin. Why? The Holy Ghost, Sister Annette, showed me and called it out to me. Lying. We've been with my grandkids. They've been over the weekend. I had to give a lecture on lying. A lecture on lying. Look at him squeeze down right back there. You see his head? Amen. What? Sit up, our son. Look at me eye to eye. Amen. We all right? We all right? See, you don't have to teach a child to sin. You got to teach them not to sin. You got to teach them to keep their hand out of the cookie jar when it ain't supposed to. You tell them to put their hand in the cookie jar. Amen. So we had a little bit. Now see, here's the sad part. If you don't start teaching them right now that whatever you want to try to soften it up is a white lie. They ain't a white lie. Amen. They ain't a little lie. Amen. A lie. And you know what? You said, what did you tell him? I can't remember the whole conversation other than this, Sister Kathy. I told him if he lies, that can take him to hell. Plain speaking. Some people don't believe that. Now, I know the only thing that's going to take you to hell is unbelief. Don't you misunderstand what I'm saying. But let me tell you something. You better teach it in these kids, amen, that listen, lying is a sin against God. Amen. As a matter of fact, he says they'll have their place in the lake of fire. Is that not right? Amen. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? Teach them that lying can take them to hell, can help lead them to hell. And I told him it's a place where there's fire and there's burning and you never die. Well, I would never tell my little grandbaby, I'd never tell my little 2 or 3 year old that. You better start telling them. You better let them know what reality is. Amen. Amen. Knowing it's sin and it's wrong. Amen. But thank God, when I got saved, I received forgiveness. Amen. Thankful God forgave you for your sins. Amen. And I'll tell you why I'm happy. So I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. Amen. Listen, what happened to you? Hey, Travis, what happened to you? Amen. When you got saved. Your fins are gone. Hey, Sister Kathy, what happened to you when you got born again? Your sins were forgiven. Amen. He's thankful for that tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We received forgiveness. Amen. Thank God the debt was paid. Amen. Secondly, what happened, preacher? I passed from death unto life. When I got saved, old things are passed away. Amen. You know what? You're quickened. Amen. By God. You're quickened. Amen. By the Holy Ghost. By God. Listen. Hey, listen. I'm on my way to hell. Now I'm on my way to heaven. Hey, I like what a song does. Or I didn't sing it. We need to sing it. I took off the old coat and put on the new. Thank the Lord. Don't have to. Amen. Glory. Worry when I close my eyes tonight. Amen. If I die, well, hey, you know why? Because when I got saved, I passed from death unto life. Hallelujah. Whoopee. Thank you, Jesus.
My, I started to say something. We'll get it. We'll hit it later. Hallelujah. Thirdly, boy, that went fast, didn't he? Hey, man, I got, how many you got, preacher? Hang on. Hey, what happened when I got saved? Number three, I became a new creature. Amen. How many knows that you're a new creature? Amen. Now, listen, I didn't become a new creation. These other Bibles, amen, to tell you you become a new creation. You ain't a new creation. You're a new creature. Whoopee. Hallelujah. Born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You know what happened to you? You had a spiritual circumcision. Amen. Go back and read your Bible. All God's people said, oh, hey, all things became new. Amen. You know what? When you get born again, how many remember when you got saved? When you got born again, hey, when you get born again, you do things you normally wouldn't do before you got saved. You get saved, you do things you normally wouldn't do. Can anybody attest to that? That you do things that you normally wouldn't do until you got born again? Do you know when you get saved, amen, you know what? First of all, people will notice a difference in you. And secondly, amen, oh, by the way, if they don't notice a difference, you didn't get nothing. And let me say, do you know, amen, that you'll tell? How many when you got saved, you told somebody? I need some help right there. And if you didn't, amen, don't mean, but I believe you can think a little while and you'll tell. How many when you got saved, you couldn't wait to tell somebody? Boy, ain't that good? You know, that's a sign you got. You know what? That's the new creature inside of you. You probably think, man, I ain't going to say a word. I ain't going to say nothing. Boy, I'm telling you what, it'll come out. Amen. Why? It's the new creature. Amen. You do things, amen, that you normally wouldn't do. Amen. I never forget the first pastor, preacher, held revival. We mentioned his name the other night. Amen. Brother Billy Guy. I never forget the story he told. He said, man, I done paid my dues down at the bar, down at the honky tonk. Amen. Down at the pool hall. He said, I done paid my dues for a big old party. He said, man, went to church. God saved me. God changed me. He said, I walked back in. Hey, he walked into, glory to God. He said, he walked back in the store. On the way home from church, amen, down at the honky-tonk, wherever it was, to get him a soda pop. He said, I got made up my mind. I wasn't going to say nothing. I wasn't going to tell nobody. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, my buddies come up to me and said, hey, you're waiting on you to do this. He said, the first thing I said was, I got saved. Amen. You know what causes you to do that? That new creature. Amen. That new creature. It'll cause you to do things you wouldn't have done before you got saved. You know, you'll catch yourself bowing your head at mealtime and thanking God for your food. It bothers me, amen, when I forget. You get such in a hurry, amen, you forget. Now, ain't many times I don't. Hey, there are not many times I forget. I'll just be honest with you. Amen, but listen, you do things. Hey, I'm talking about, man, you ain't ashamed to. Now, the devil try to make you ashamed, but sometimes you'll be ashamed to pray in front of your friends. And then all of a sudden, amen, you know what you'll do? I'm talking about the new creation, amen. You know when you get saved, amen, your conversations are different. Amen. How many's noticed that in your life? How many's noticed, amen, that it'll clean up your mouth? How many's ever had a bar of ivory soap stuck in your mouth? Anybody? If it wasn't ivory, how many's had a bar of soap stuck in your mouth? Some of you don't know. Some of you youngers don't even know what you're talking about. Why would you do that? Because you smarted off? Or because you said a bad word? Amen? Or something like that? And mama would just take and just stick a bar of soap in your mouth and say, now hold it there. Clean your mouth up. See the hand that's done that before? Yep. See there? Amen. What are you getting at, preacher? Listen, people will notice a difference in you, and you'll tell somebody. Things change when you get saved. Fourthly, what happened, preacher, to you when you got saved? I become a child of God. Amen. Hey, you ought to shout it out right there. You become a child of God. The Bible calls us sons of God. Amen. Amen. Listen, we become secure in God. How many say amen to that?
I just used the word secure, and we're in a free will church. Let me tell you something. We have eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, listen, there's joy and excitement when you get saved. Amen. People get saved. Amen. And don't want to go to church. They didn't get much. Amen. I mean, listen, you become a child of God. You want to live. You want to live right. You know, I preached a sermon one time on if people would just live right. Problem is, people think they can get saved and still live in the sin and still enjoy heaven when they die. That ain't never biblical. You don't have a license to sin. That show me in the Word of God. You say, you said we had eternal life. We do. Amen. But listen, he also says if we take our hand off the plow and look back, amen, we're not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Kingdom of God. Somebody help the preacher. You get saved, you want to live for the Lord. You get saved, you want to do for Jesus. Fifthly, they're going fast, ain't they? You're happy, ain't you? Hey, man, I'm glad. Hey, what happened when you got saved, preacher? I become partaker of a divine nature. I became partaker of a divine nature. Now, I'm still in this flesh. And there's a battle every day of my life. Let me just say it again. How is your Bible reading? Battle every day of my life. Keep Jeff Duncan under subjection. Preacher, you're making it sound like you're an old wicked hell-going sinner. I didn't say I'm tempted like, but let me tell you something, friend. You ain't perfect. I ain't perfect, amen. But listen, when I got saved, I become a partaker, amen, of a divine nature. Listen, we have God's nature. I might be in the flesh, but we have God's nature inside us, divine nature. Amen, amen. Hey, we got a royal blood, amen. That old song says it flows through my veins, amen. You know what that is? That's a divine nature, amen. Old nature, we got a new nature. We got an old nature that's still there. We got a new nature that's there. Amen. Where do you think them old thoughts come from? You say, preacher, you mean to tell me you're saved and you got over that? How many's ever wondered about those thoughts that come in your head? Man, the old devil, he'll pop up and say, man, if you were saved, you'd have never thought that. Yeah. But you know what? Devil's a liar. See, I still got an old nature. I'm still in the flesh. One of these days, hallelujah. Amen. This flesh is going to put on immortality. Amen. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so we still got a battle. Amen. Still got a battle. Oh, listen, old nature, new nature. Amen. Not only that, I've become a divine nature. Ain't you come to piano when you can? Cece, let me say what happened when you got saved, preacher. I became an heir of God. And join ours with Christ Jesus, with Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, experiencing and partaking in something. Listen, you know that we're reaping right now what we did not sow? Amen. We're reaping right now what we did not sow. Thank God I had preacher men. Oh, hallelujah. Amen, that blazed the trail before us. Amen, that laid the path of the old time and old, I'm talking about the old path of worship. Amen, an old path. I'm talking about it preached us the gospel. Amen, hallelujah. You know what? I can't take credit, amen. Glory to God. I can't take credit, amen, for nothing, amen, that God's done in my life. Although, amen, listen, you know why? Because they've been some saint of God. They've been some man of God, women of God, amen, that have stood up and blazed that trail and sowed. And sowed. And sowed. And you know we're reaping right now what we've not sown. Some of you, this ain't, majority of you, this ain't the first church you ever attended. Huh? That church that you was at, you was reaping things that you didn't sow. But it was those, amen, that went before us. Thank God for them men and women that stood. Hallelujah. Seventh, let me say, what happened when you got saved? Here it is. Listen good. I received eternal life. I received eternal, hallelujah, life. I received everlasting life. Amen. Hey, Jeff Duncan ain't gonna never die. Never die. Now this old flesh, you're gonna, hey, if time tarries, amen, or whatever, and hey, if God don't go, hey, if Jesus don't come back in the rapture, you'll bury my body. But thank God, Jeff will never die. Jeff will never die. I like that little old song, I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna die no never. We have a return. When I got saved, I got eternal life. I'm gonna live eternally. Amen with Jesus. Don't have to die and go to a place called hell. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Do you know you have eternal life tonight? Amen. You remember when God saved you? Remember when God changed you? Remember how, amen, God put you up in his big loving arms? Amen. And it seemed like, hey, you didn't know what else to do, but you just knew. You didn't know what else to do, but you just knew that God saved you and you didn't have to go to hell. I want us to stand at our feet, every head bowed, every eye closed. That's what God's laid upon my heart tonight. Maybe you just need to come to this altar and say, God, thank you for saving me. God.